1950s hamburger stand. Old photos, especially black and white, have a nostalgic quality. They often have no names or dates on the back, have edges that are dog-eared or brown, wrinkles, mustaches drawn in with ballpoint pens by pranksters. They are sometimes in albums, but often are tossed into shoeboxes, like shells found on the beach. Sometimes pictures are artistic. Oftentimes they bring back memories, brain chemistry recreating images you can see if you close your eyes and focus, seeing people, places, and events that have been long gone. These photos bring back heady dates of the 1950s when baby boomers went to grammar school, Elvis brought his hips out in public, Eisenhower played golf, and Kerouac penned long-winded novels, his world's rolling across the page like a hot tenor sax solo by Dexter Gordon. In Albuquerque, Blake's Lauterburger was the place to go after we kids worked on one of our dad's rentals, mowing lawns, raking trash, washing windows, painting, fixing screen doors and broken windows. We would finish, load tools into a roomy Plymouth station wagon, and go to Blake's for a Lauterburger, fries, and a Coke. With these 50s folks, there was no self-indulgence, no sense of entitlement. They were working and glad to be flipping burgers for $3 an hour, and most families were supported by one income. Blake's is still around. We've been through oodles of wars since his hamburger stand was built, and we're still not at peace. These days, the proverbial tail wags the dog.